It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And we are back with the amazing tag team of Dr. Betty Martini, Dr. Joe Elid. Dr. Betty, it's near the end of the month of the Aspartame Awareness Month. If you were to say two or three main facts and actually walking orders for what people should do about aspartame and other toxic sweeteners, and Dr. Elid, what would you say to people in terms of what they should become aware of and what they should do, either here or in other countries that are listening, say in Europe, where the European Food Safety Agency is actually looking at this, here in the FDA, whether local legislators or whatever? I believe proselytic action should happen by citizens. Don't go to a lawyer. File an action yourself. I honestly think that we're at the break point where people are starting to become aware that toxic things are introduced in our food supply. For example, the big lawsuits recently over Roundup causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it's obvious that the European Food Safety Agency, I think, is about to come down and actually declare aspartame a biotoxin and an abortifacient and a genotoxin.
Well, what I think that needs to be done right now, even though, you know, once a year we have Aspartame Awareness Month, it's really being done every day of the year. But what we need to do now, because these incredible new studies have come out showing it was never proven safe, and they're absolutely ignoring it, is that we should be doing something about it now. And I think the way to do that is to put out information that has where you put your history, your problems, include the FDA report of the problems that they admit to, and let them fill it out for 6 weeks, and for them to send one copy to the FDA and one copy to us that we can post. We can send one copy to you and so forth and so on, so that from here to four is that we can have a paragraph or two over the fact that they're ignoring it, and that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 they have found out from the beginning that it was not only not proven safe, but it was also proven to be a cell poison, and that it was that it's illegally on the market, admitted by the FDA themselves, and take it wherever we go, start sending it out. I even send things out to self-addressed envelopes because somebody's got to read it. But especially at lectures and especially at groupings, people can send it to their church, to their office, everywhere they go, because for everybody that receives one, they're going to send one to somebody else. And
Now, remember, this fits perfectly with Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Vision 2050, the plan a few years ago in 2016 of reducing the world population with 72 world leaders and the Vatican, and all agreed to this. The Green Dirty Agenda. It's funny, it's green, but it's not really non-toxic, because they demineralize the soil, they've added toxic pesticides, they're spraying to kill mosquitoes, it's also toxic to us and our babies. They've added these toxic sweeteners, even to medicine now, and they know there are abortifacients and going to reduce fertility, and they'll also feminize males, but that's part of the agenda. They act like,
one of the most important things is to market it is a drug, a very poisonous drug that's going to interfere with the drugs that the babies and other people take. So all you're doing is killing people, and all that information needs to be made available. And it starts to be just like the Nancy Miracle that went viral. It needs something that will go viral and keep it viral and not let them put it off to the side and try to ignore it and say, here it is, it's killing people. Are you going to stop it?
A quick comment for Dr. Elid. If you're going to have two or three walking points of what you should tell people about dangerous toxic sweeteners and about looking at other toxins like MSG and looking at GMO food and so on, we're being fed what I call the food of famine. Devoid of nutrients, loaded up with toxins, GMO, and now loaded up with toxic sweeteners of death. What are your comments to this as a young doctor? What would you say to people, and how would you take them to get them activated? Because I think the first thing we've got to do is change their worldview. Then we actually have to activate them to take some kind of action. I believe that one of the best is proselytic. And don't just write your letter to the editor or your politician. File legal actions against the drug and soda pop manufacturers and food manufacturers and the manufacturers of drugs, including generic that add aspartame to the generic drug. I mean, it's pretty damn nuts. You got a kid with, say, Asperger syndrome or autism, and they're giving them and ADD, ADHD, and they're giving a drug that actually is laced with this toxic sweetener molecule. It's pretty nuts, isn't it?
All right, Scott asked.
Dr. Bill, have you found the cause of autism? Have you found the cause of autism?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or Asperger's?
Yes.
I meant to say Asperger's.
Yeah, Asperger's is basically what's called a blood-brain barrier syndrome. You can actually, the blood-brain barrier is a metabolic barrier. It's not a physical barrier. If you actually measure certain enzyme pathways in organic acids, you can show the blood-brain barrier is broken down. If you do a quantitative electroencephalogram, Q, called Quick Scan, I was trained at Boulder many years ago, the top Quick company in the world that measures not just a regular EEG, but a quantitative electroencephalogram. And you got to look at voltages across the cortex and phase matching of different cortex areas to learn for a neural network to match. So your motor sensory, the motor and sensory areas have to be the same phase and frequency. And then you can look at neurotransmitter levels and platelets. You can actually look at myelination with a T1 weighted MRI. And you start kind of doing a collective of all of these things. What you start to discover is that we've toxically poisoned people with toxic childhood vaccines, toxic food, toxic sweeteners. We've demineralized their food, which has really got much lower content than back in, say, 1940s, by killing the soil. And we don't remineralize the soil. We just kind of push to grow crops. And then we wonder why our young people are sick or they have high amounts of ADD, ADHD, and Asperger syndrome. Which, like this one,
so from what you see, this is an amalgamation of several factors that has led to this.
Yeah, but some of the worst are autism. Aspartame. Yeah, autism is basically a blood-brain barrier disorder. And as a consequence of the blood-brain barrier disorder, you get delayed myelination, neurotransmitter imbalances, and you got neurovascular problems. So if you do a SPECT blood flow scan, you'll see their blood flow is like Swiss cheese in their brain. And the particular areas of the brain, when you're creating a memory or a neural impulse, you have a virtual network of holographic frequencies. Then you have facilitated pathways with new neural connections. And then finally, you have microtubules. Were you aware that all your memories are recorded as a non-local microtubule in your brain and brain tissue? Probably not, right? I'll bet
non-local?
They teach you that in medical school. Microtubules.
Well, yeah, but you said non-local. So there's a non-local relationship, is what you're saying?
Yes, that's why there's non-local microtubules of holographic projection of microtubules that can bring back a holographic activation of astrocytes to recreate a hologram to actually bring a memory back from non-local remembrance of these molecules that are exchanged between astrocytes and the microglial cell.
Well, that explains why we don't actually know where memories are stored, right?
I do.
That it kind of lends to that theory that we don't have an actual physical place that you can point to. And so what
sure,
you actually
we have specific micrograms. We have microtubules are stored in a specific micro device, like a spheroid, inside a specific place in the astrocyte that's tied directly to what's called activation of action potential. So these microtubules, when you hit a specific harmonic frequency, they actually activate the action potential to recreate a hologram.
Huh.
Now, the thing is, you break down the blood-brain barrier, and you're going to make people not only stupider, but you also make them decorticate. It's like going along, like, remember back in the 1920s in America, and this, by the way, was exported to Nazi Germany. People aren't aware of this, but most of the eugenic programs in Germany were exported to Germany from America. Were you aware of that?
Project Paperclip.
Yeah. People need to understand, they actually had ice cream-like trucks going around doing lobotomizations of people who were mentally ill or had chronic depression or other problems, and they actually come to your home. They bring you out to the ice cream truck, and they lobotomize you right down the spot on the table inside the truck. Did you know that?
I've never heard of that.
One of the letters that they had written, and the German police had actually sold the aspartame vial going into all this. In other words,
right.
It's in print. It's actually in print.
Aspirin was invented in Nazi Germany as an abortifacient and toxin. Remember, they didn't want pregnancies of women who were working in work camps in Germany. So part of the reason is they used aspartame as an abortifacient because it'll terminate first trimester pregnancy. Do you know that?
Well, in high enough doses, right?
It was invented in Nazi Germany. Aspartame was not invented by Rumsfeld. It was actually pre-invented by the Nazi Germans.
Do we have documents that support this?
Yeah, I've got all kinds of stuff. I got regular and classified things all over the place. The thing that people have to understand, a lot of the stuff, the Germans were decades ahead in all kinds of technology. Do you remember the Germans, the Blitzkrieg that went across the French Maginot Line? The reason why they succeeded is they actually gave them all kind of, basically we call speed. And they gave all the German soldiers, and they had enough speed to actually make them not sleep for days
but they had a different word for it. It was something with a P. It was...
Yeah, exactly. I don't know the German name, but you're exactly right.
I actually just got the book. It's called Blitzk, Drugs in the Third Reich.
Exactly. Now, the problem is, you see, people have to understand the Germans. How many arms do you think they transplant doing German transplant research, trying to create hybrid humans, including transplanting eyeballs to change their eye color? Hundreds of thousands. The Germans, if they had had the German technology, the technology today with CRISPR-Cas9, they would have created superhumans, which they did by a breeding program. In fact, did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger is a result of a breeding program in Austria from the Second World War?
Wow.
His mother was pre-bred and genetically selected, and his father, that's why Arnold is a superior human. I am the super athlete because I have his superior adult parents. Now, they can upgrade your genes. They tried to recruit me in 1978 to work at UCLA, because they actually were using CRISPR-Cas9 protocol before it became public, and they were taking female fetuses, which, by the way, George Washington University and the University of Milano in the 60s and 70s were growing fetuses to 20 weeks in artificial uteri. It's not hard to do. You create a membrane, you have a transmembrane like a heart-lung membrane, and you can grow a fetus right up to 20 or 20 weeks. It would kill them at 20 weeks, but they actually had the capacity, so even the Vatican back then realized it was going to go public. They got them in trouble, and they actually had to terminate in Milano. I have all the documents. I presented to the Human Life International in Zurich in 1997 at their board meeting in Zurich, Switzerland, and also the human transplantation research on an artificially induced dissected human abortuses. Now, these are not normal abortions. These are dissection abortions. So they can take the mesencephalon for up to 20 babies to even stop the Parkinson's disease like Michael Fox and just one half their brain. People say, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, I'm not normal, and I researched really, really thoroughly. And when I found out, I got a box of more stuff from the HLI people in Zurich, Switzerland, right from Basel, Switzerland, and from the World Health Organization. Not only of these, but also bioweapons. I'm a bioweaponeer. I was trained in 1972 by a bioweaponeer working in Bethesda, Maryland, who, when I was working on my PhD in oceanography and bacterial genetics. I'm a bioweaponeer, okay? If I went to the dark side, I could make a bioweapon for $1,000 that could kill most of the people in America. All right? I'm not going to, but let me tell you, these maniacs out there are fully aware that they're putting toxic poisons to abort us to change our sexual orientation of our males, so that's the way the United Nations is now proposing. Now they have 64 genders and one sex. They don't want two sexes. They don't biological reproduction. If they do eventually license you, they can take a punch biopsy of your forearm and make an ovum sperm. Did you know that? For the last 3 years, they can make an ovum sperm from a punch biopsy of your forearm today. Not decades away, today.
To answer your question, Dr. Bill,
yes.
What would I tell people? I think it depends on the person I'm talking to and how motivated and how receptive they are to the information. If it's just going to be me and them, I would approach them and see if they're open to doing something about their nutrition if they're consuming something bad. I think at the very least,
that's a good informational approach.
Motivated to read the ingredients and be taught to, if you don't know what it is, maybe you should eat it.
Well, one of the things that I like to do, and I've learned this lesson the hard way, is you can take the approach like you have, which is an informational teaching approach, or you can take the shock value, I call it a smackdown worldview change attitude, which is what I do. I don't care what someone's coming from. I'm going to shock them so bad it's like I take a paddle, like a cardiac paddle, and put 400 joules across both temples. I need to shock them to the point where whatever they think their worldview is lethal and suicidally stupid. They need to understand whatever they're doing now is going to kill them or make them miserable before they die. And people don't want to accept that. Too bad. I know that they're going to spit on me or get angry, but eventually they're going to say, thank you. What protocol do I do to try to stop it? They don't understand. If they start getting migratory dermatitis or polyarthritis or heart failure or start losing their vision or getting cancer, I got a call this morning. I got two calls, one yesterday and today. One was a cancer victim, 21 with autoimmune disease of the bowel, and today an 18-year-old with colon cancer. 18. Now, when I went to medical school in 1973, one person in 12 got cancer. Now it's like less than one in two. And with skin cancer, it's a virtual guarantee you're going to get skin cancer in our world now. And the ultraviolet light in UVB, C, and D has increased 73%. So people don't realize if you go outside during the midday between 10 and 3, you're going to get skin cancer. You're also going to get cataracts in the eye that's closest to the window of your car. So if you're driving during the daylight, you have 3 times more likelihood of having a cataract in the eye exposed to ultraviolet light. That's because it's a lot more toxic than it used to be. The world is changing, okay? And the food supply we have, I mean, when I have organic food, which we have and we buy specifically, and I occasionally have mistakes and we have non-organic food, it doesn't even think like it doesn't taste like it's even the same species. I remember as a kid, because I lived near an agricultural farm, we'd have real cows and real milk and real stuff that wasn't even homogenized or put through a Rimsol 50 toxic pasteurizer machine. I discovered that if I had kids who were getting bloody diarrhea, if I gave them non-pasteurized milk, guess what? They get no reaction. It's a Rimsol 50 attached to the gliadin fraction, to the two major milk proteins, lactalbumin and casein. The problem is people don't know this, and the doctors don't know anything. To be honest with you, they're blithering. They're so stupid, they don't even know the next question to ask. And the thing that I'm very afraid of, and this is what I put out in my challenges, I say, ask me any question on earth in any area, and I'll either tell you the immediate answer or break it down to its constituent parts. And people are terrified. I don't want to do that, Diego. Even people that are friendly to me, and they like me, and I say, no, you don't have to like me. You have to realize that I'm a dangerous guy. I'm going to come back with an answer that you may not like. It's going to change your worldview. And you have to stop just feeding people information. You got to scare the crap out of people. It's going to be like this movie, The Joker, you know? You got to scare people to the point where they actually change the worldview. Because right now they think government's protecting them, churches are protecting them, their doctor's protecting them with toxic polypharmacy. You know, probably as a doctor, an MD doctor in the hospital. You know, if the drug doesn't have a side effect, it's not going to have an effect either, right?
Just the bare bones of what we learn in med school, you can't predict the interactions past 4 or 5 medications, and many of the people
we don't even try. See, we don't measure the blood level of a drug while we give it to them, and we don't measure the toxic SNP polymorphisms. You know, it's a law in Japan that in your health card, 129 million Japanese, I think that's their population now, have to have a health card that shows their major phase 1 and phase 2 polymorphisms for detoxing pathways. You can't actually give a drug in Japan to a hospital patient unless you know the gene polymorphisms. Do you think any American doctors know that? No.
I didn't know Japan had a rule for that. I know that
they had a rule for it. You know how they got it? They had our conference and our doctors
genetic marker testing in
Ohio in 1989. They had a conference, and our conference actually proved the Japanese, and they were so impressed with it, they actually made a law in Japan. You cannot get a health card, you cannot see a doctor or go to a hospital, and if you're are on a combination of drugs that can actually be a problem, they monitor your blood level of the drug in your system because they know you have gene polymorphism. Now, if you take certain drugs, like let's say you take Entresto, it's going to block gene pathways, so you're going to get a migratory bullous erythematous dermatomyositis. And eventually you might get angioedema. It's really gross where your lips swell up or your testicles. I got a guy a couple days ago that happened to him. So you got to understand here, the system is popular by numbskulls, popular by ignorant people that are like called minions. They've been minionizing the educational environment, both in medical school and university and the politicians. And when you see the politicians, these people are like decorticate. I mean, look at Nadler. Look at Adam Schiff. And I've changed the last two letters of the name to S-H-I-T-T. Look at the regulators, even the European Food Safety Agency and the FDA, and they have the nerve to say they're putting out toxic pesticides and toxic aspartame because it's their intention to reduce world population and fertility. It's their intention to cause harm. And yet no one goes to jail. Hmm. Right?
I want to ask you, did you hear about the study on water toxicity that just came out by Helion and the EWG group?
Right. Go ahead.
I think it was based in California, but ewg.org/tapwater, that's a really good website to go to and punch in your zip code and look around and see what's in your water. They finally came out with a study that's pointing towards the towards the toxins in our water, particularly the carcinogens. And so for people that consume tap water that is not filtered and you don't do anything about it, you're just drinking municipal city water, there is a measurable, as according to this study that just came out like this last week or two, of getting cancer. And we're finally starting to see studies on the water.
Well, I've been pushing for about 14 years the pure water system. And it has four phases, linear charcoal, RO membrane, ion exchange resin, forces, 9 to 18 parts per million. There's only water molecules come out, so when they freeze, the internal resistance to molecules is so low, they actually crawl over each other when they're frozen in ice cubes, and I call them angel cubes. Now, people don't realize that if you don't filter your water, you are the filter. And that was the idiot Trump. Now, Trump, by the way, might be good for business, for the stock market and so on, but he isn't good for the middle class and lower classes. He could have been if he got the House in the second half of his first year, 4 years in presidency, because he didn't want to fix the economy. But the guy is a clinical moron in terms of recycled toxic frack water, GMO food, and 5G network. He knows nothing. He's a danger. He just wants to compete with Huawei. And he's certainly not going to stop the toxic introduction of aspartame and Splenda and other biotoxins or other names for things that are bad for your food and can screw you up or cause cancer or break down your blood-brain barrier so you get Asperger's or ADD or ADHD. You know, Trump is a clinical imbecile. Now, I want to vote for the imbecile if I can get to talk to him because he needs to be trained. But the problem is, unless I become, and other colleagues of mine, like Dr. Betty Martini, become his Samuel counsel, the man is probably going to get reelected, because what we see happening right now is Biden is committing immolation suicide over this stuff in Ukraine with the Democrats. And the stock market and all of the regular citizens of America, when they realize their taxes are going to go orbital and other bad things are going to happen, like you're not going to be able to drive a car or eat a steak or hamburger anymore, they're not going to vote for Warren or Bernie Sanders Claus. As a result, Trump's going to get back in. So good or bad, we're going to have the man. And if he does bad stuff, we're marching toward the cataclysm. In fact, again, is even talking about helping to build the temple in Israel, which is the abomination that desolates. I've been talking about this for 20-plus years, 20 and a half years. After
I wanted to make a reference to your book, Dr. Bill. It seems like you predicted 9/11 in your prophecy from 1999. Is that right?
That's right. In fact, 1998 is when I received that prophecy, 1998.
Well, yeah, you published the book in 1999. Yeah, but...
Yeah,
I'm still getting through that book, and I'm still reading.
Yeah, you got to understand. You see,
book on aspartame. I'm trying to get through all this stuff.
I have three different aspects of Deagle. Okay, I'm a very logical person. I'm not like a numbskull. I like to see evidence. So like when somebody says they want a consult, I say, look, you may need to see a cardiologist, get a high speed CT scan or cardiolite scan. I want to see what blocked arteries you have, and I want to see what your lipid electrophoresis, not just a lipid NMR spectroscopy. I want to know what your free radical levels are, your blood sugar, your blood insulin, your glucagon levels, etc. See, my doctor doesn't do that. Your doctor's lazy, okay? I'm not lazy. And you have to understand that when I went to medicine, I went to find the cause of diabetes. By the way, I have the cause of dozens of diseases I'm publishing in the next year. I found the cause of diabetes, which I'm publishing in the next few months. I found the cause of cancer, found the cause of heart disease. I found the cause of ADD, ADHD, and post-traumatic brain injury. I found the cause of many, many illnesses, including osteoporosis, osteopenia. And people say, how do you know that, Deagle? I said, I can prove it to you with tests. You mean my doctor doesn't know how to do those tests? I said, I can tell you what tests your doctor could do. They're probably available at the local hospital. Not only a DEXA scan, but deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene to show you that even the drugs the doctor wants to give, like bisphosphonates, it destroys your osteoblasts that lead to new bone. You're kidding. I said, how long have you known that, Deagle? Since the early 70s, when I did rheumatology research with the head of the American Canadian Arthritis Association, Dr. John Woodbury, which is why he tried to get his daughter to try to blackmail me into becoming a senior resident, find a cause of his own illness, ankylosing spondylitis, which he's dying from and suffering from. See, I have abilities, and then on top of that, God has given me supernatural abilities. Not only do I have intel contacts inside the classified agencies, and knowledge on science in every area from nuclear physics to chemistry to biology and genetics. But God gives me supernatural access to information. Let me tell you, this is the end game. These son of a bitch, god-awful bastards are trying to sterilize the population, destroy the idea of sexes, and actually kill most of us. And if they could move us to a green agenda, we would all die, like Greta Thunberg, this little Asperger lady squinting her eyes at 16 and yelling and screaming at adults because we're killing her planet. I know how to fix the planet. You want to ask Deagle? I know how to fix the thing like a pole shift
Greta
that's coming.
Yeah, Greta is clearly
mentally ill. She's a mentally ill minion of her dumb parents and the green agenda maniacs that don't want to fix things. I know how to fix everything. Ask me a question, anything. How to stop earthquakes, how to stop a coronal mass ejection from the sun, how to provide tokamak fusion reactor energy to every city in the world, how to create a green agenda where we can actually generate resonant field to make plants produce more food, how to knock off pathogens radionically. I know a solution to everything. And this is not a boast for me. It's because God gave me this knowledge, and I'm terrified of what's going on with aspartame. So when I have geniuses like Dr. Betty Martini, who's been at this 30 years, the way to solve this, to a great extent, is to get citizen legal activists. Don't go to lawyers. They're part of the problem. Don't go to your politicians, the many bloodsuckers. They're part of the problem. Don't go to the drug companies. They're part of the problem. Look at the bottling agencies. Here right in San Diego County, they're bottling with fetal cell lines that actually grow fetal tissue and actually use some of the molecules for flavoring food and drinks. Oh, my God. People say, no, doctor, they can't be doing that. I said, do you want me to provide the documents and you can go and here's your vomit bucket? But they don't want to believe me. They think, well, Dr. Deagle, you're changing my worldview. I'm going to change it like slapping paddles on the side of your head. I don't want to just provide information anymore. I want to shock like the ancient prophets, people, into a state of reality so they can actually escape this disaster. Because this is coming on the world very quickly. For example, they're putting more and more stuff and they're mislabeling it. Like, how many different names are there, Dr. Betty? For aspartame, MSG, textured vegetable protein, all kinds of toxins in your food. Then they had all these pesticides. God knows what they'll use to replace, you know, Roundup. But we already have, we know it causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. If you think that's the limit of what Roundup does, I got a place in a laboratory for you in a little bottle. I did research with Dr. Chung and Wujnan at UCLA almost, well, 1980. That's a long time ago, hey? 39 years ago? And, and we were looking at toxic chemicals, how it causes autoimmune disease, cancer, cardiac induction problems. I know exactly how these things are adjuvants to cause cancer and stealth pathogens and screw up your DNA. I don't have a guess on it. I can actually create a test right now. I'm talking to the labs, and in the next few weeks, I'll have the test to measure your antibodies against human serum albumin, aspartame, adventame, azacitalfam, sodium cyclamate. So I'll be able to measure an anti-cyclamate antibody using human serum albumin. People say, Dr. Deagle, you can do that? Yeah, we did it almost 30 years ago. Duh.
Well, look at things like 951. How in the world would anyone know what that is?
What's that? Well, yeah, exactly. What's it called? What are you saying now?
951. In New Zealand, aspartame.
You're kidding.
951, but in...
951, so they actually call it, give it a number. Is, oh, you're kidding.
In England, it's E951.
No.
I'm writing that one down.
So 951, so if you got 951 in your little swallowable pill, because it's then now a generic pill, or it's in your drink, your soda drink, you just got 951. Now, it may be frying your brain and causing you to end up with testicular cancer, or causing you to end up with infertility, or frying and calcifying the cortex of your choroid plexus in your ventricles. Ah, just minor side effects. Premature death, dementia, and sterilization and feminization of male fetuses in utero. No problem. We wonder why we're screwed up? Because we're gutless. And I've seen so many gutless doctors when I even give them enough evidence. I remember one gutless doctor in a conference about 13 years ago in Phoenix. Deagle, I used to think you're an idiot and you're a loudmouth. I know you're a loudmouth, because I'll admit I'm a loudmouth. My wife says it all the time. Because I don't have the shut-up gene, right? When I need a rant. But I'm not stupid, okay? I got an IQ well over 200, and I got an attitude. My name, Deagle, is a Norwegian Viking giants were 7'9" that served the King of France in the 11th century and married the Bethunes that built all the cathedrals across France and led smaller and smaller women until they're around 6 foot or under. But guess what? The giant's still in me. I'm a descendant of Moses and major other people like Alexander Fleming that built the steam engine and set up the timetables for the world. I got some smart people in my ancestry in the Olive Attitudes, like the MacLeods in Scotland. So people don't understand why is Deagle created? Deagle, God stirred me up like in a pot and said, you know, I'm going to put this guy Deagle down there, and even when I try to kill him, I'm going to resurrect his carcass 4 times so he can come back and keep on talking, and not just providing information to people, but shock them out of their stupor to realize that they're being cooked like a frog in a beaker. We're all beaker frogs, aren't we?
Yes, and the thing of it is, it needs to be so constantly lectured, just like when I was in England and lectured, and then the professor came back the next day, and he said, guess what? This morning, 600 bottles of pop were removed from the school. Once they actually saw it in writing, saw it from the FDA, from the different of these organizations, and that it's been there all along, and people.
And by the way, these are cotoxin with e-toxins. For example, they've removed say Wi-Fi from private schools in Europe and Britain. You know why? If you're drinking aspartame, which is an e-toxin, a chemical toxin for your brain, and you have e-toxins from Wi-Fi network, guess what? You can't lay down a permanent memory, which is microtubules. So they wonder why kids aren't learning. They can't retain it because you've damaged their chemical mechanisms for laying down permanent memory in a hologram. Dr. Deagle,
I bet I've got about 15 calls today over people wanting to know what's happening with computers. Do you know about all this, that people are, they'll be typing away and all of a sudden they just disappear, or that emails come in and then they disappear? And I've been getting calls for the past 2 days like that, and they think it's about all this new technology. My goodness.
Let me give you some frightening factoids. Do you know Microsoft is not building a new Microsoft engine? The next level will be all AI. Did you know all the new operating systems running every computer, including Apple and Microsoft, will all be artificial intelligence? Are you aware of a thing called the Virtual World Project called the Matrix? They actually have a cybernetic space with what's called digital military-grade hardware for a vertical dimension of GPS coordinates down to a vertical dimension up to 1.5 centimeters. Every building, every roadway, every tree in your yard, from satellite photos and everything. And they want to make it eventually live with live satellites. And they eventually want to be able to hack into your 5G network and even know not only what's going on in your biology, but out in your cortex. They may eventually, transition by having a little headband or helmet your kid could wear to go play Jumanji and hack directly into his cortex or her cortex, because they're doing this with military. I sat in the room there with Dr. Tortola, and they actually had a Mach F-14 fighter with a liquid nitrogen magnetronic helmet to could fly the jet by thought and fire affordances and put an icon inside of the screen. And their objective was to create non-liquid nitrogen-cooled helmets on genetically engineered super female fetuses with actinomycin from jackals to make them 12 times stronger than a normal human and give them various other genes. I took care of some of the super soldiers that were in General Poindexter's special super soldier program. I was their doctor. And one guy I took care of, when they gave him his genetic upgrade, within 6 months, he put on 100 pounds of weight and 6.5 inches in height in his late 29. This is long after he'd finished puberty. Do you think this is happening? Deagle's going to report it, okay? People say, well, how did you be in all these places, Deagle? God had my day timer. And very few other people have enough guts or the brains to actually know what's going on and even will have the guts to tell it. But you see, I'm not just trying to provide information. I want to have a shock value to say, you got to listen to me, just like the ancient prophets who say, you got to listen to me, O Israel, because you're going to die. Your nation will die, just like in Farsi on the wall of the temple in Babylon. Mene, mene, tekel, peres. You have been held and wanting and found a loss, and today you shall die. to the king of Babylon. That's what's going on. Aspartame is just one of many toxic population-ending scenarios.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Welcome back. One of the things I've learned is if you don't walk through the valley of ignorance and stupidity, which I've walked very deeply through, you can never rise through the tower of wisdom and action. And the most important thing is not to kind of treat people like we're going to educate them, but treat them like we're going to shock the hell out of them, to knock them out of their worldview, because the worldview is killing them. The worldview that your church is teaching your proper eschatology, your worldview that your politicians care for you, your worldview that your doctor really understands your biology when they're giving a drug that could cause side effects that could kill you. The worldview is that your diet is fine, that the food you buy at the grocery store is just fine. You know, the pesticides they spray in your tomatoes, the genetically modified scorpion genes they put in, they're fine. You know, even a self-respecting insect won't bite it because they say, oh, there's pheromones coming off that tomato that look like a scorpion. But human beings are dumb enough, they actually make insects look like geniuses. That's how crazy this is, isn't it? You got to understand, I don't believe in educating people. I believe in shock. I also don't believe in negotiating with people. I believe in dialogue, and I want to get taught. If someone has a good comment or question, please teach me. I don't care if you got grades, so you don't have to have three PhDs and MDs and all the other crap. From a biological or experiential thing, tell me something that will change my worldview, and I'll analyze it and integrate it, because I can't deal with cognitive dissonance. That's where my brain has, like, you know, Will Robinson, warning, warning. If someone says something that doesn't integrate with what I already know, that's why when they did my IQ test in grade 9, they say, your IQ is so high, we can't measure it, Deagle. That's why I'm good at puzzles, because you can't fool me. My brain just will not accept something that's cognitively dissonant. Now, I don't think that I'm special. I just think that I got a brain that can't deal with conflicting ideas. But people are no problem playing with their mental blocks, even if they're totally inconsistent with rational thought. Or they wanted to get emotional and say, well, I don't like you, or I like you. I'm like, don't like me because, you know, I kind of massage your ego. Like me because I care for you, and I will even take your spittle and your abuse because I'm trying to help you out here. But I want to dialogue with people. One of the things that terrifies me most is I don't get enough tough questions from anybody, even some of my good people like you guys. I want the toughest questions you would ask any human being on earth. I don't get them.
Dr. Bill, you just made me think of one question.
Go ahead.
Postmodernism. So postmodernism, I mean, we can think of it like a disease of the new generation, okay? It is
right.
The approach of the educational system of indoctrinating young people into an apathetic, closed, you cannot know the truth way of thinking. Mm-hmm. How do you approach deconstructing that and helping guide young people into having a more, you know, involved, inquisitive, and uplifting approach to their existence?
Postmodernism is a religion. People have to understand Muslims is a religious mind control program, for example. So is the Green Agenda. They're actually very close, which is why there's a dark alliance between the left, the globalist bankers, and Islam. They're all into mind control, and they don't want to ask good questions, because if you're asking questions, the most powerful thing you have in the world is what's called wisdom. Wisdom is hard fought. That's why George Bernard Shaw said, you know, the wisdom is wasted on the elderly and use on the young. But a young person could be wise if they ask enough tough questions, but they don't teach that. The educational system is what I call MAGOT, M-A-G-O-T, university. The 10th level MAGOT university professors in medical school, law school, or, say, PhD psychology, feed their students the defecation intellectually, and if the student's defecation in their master's or PhD thesis smells, looks, and tastes like, it smells good, like the doctors or professors, you pass. But if you raise issues that make them look like a dummy, I remember walking into the office of Dr. McEwen at the Ron Terry Diabetic Institute, and he knew Dr. Bantingen best, and so did I. I'm old enough, at 68 almost, this February, to know Dr. Bantingen best, who discovered insulin, the diabetes, by the dog lab outside McGill University, behind the university. And I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes, which I have now. I found the cause. And when I did research with the head of pathology, we spent millions of dollars ordered by the province of Alberta, which is a bigger, actually, in surface area than Texas. It's a big province. They thought somebody was an angel of death going around killing people, so we measured blood insulin, blood sugar, blood cortisol, lactin, prolactin, T3, reverse T3. I brought the test from Germany, all kinds of hormones. Nobody's ever reproduced what we did. 5-hour glucose tolerance with all these other hormones. I walked in, threw it down to the desk, and I said, you know, diabetics don't have low insulin. Dr. McEwen from the Ron Carey Diabetic Institute had billions of dollars in funding, threw a fit in his office, started cursing and swearing. It was like being on the set of The Exorcist. He got so angry, he said, I'm going to get your license pulled, Eagle, for freaking doing this. And I said, all we did was do a blood test. We didn't even treat him. We just did these insulin glucose tolerance tests. Not just me. Dr. McEwen did hundreds of them, okay? And all over the province. Not just me in Calgary, okay, in my office. Me and my technician. Well, we're going to pull it. I had to go to Edmonton in the middle of a blizzard. And it took 13 hours. I nearly froze to death at 55 below with a windshield minus 100. I almost died because the son of a bitch said, how dare I challenge his thesis about what the cause of diabetes is? That's the medical profession. whether it's chronic pain. I did research with Dr. Otto Hewitt and Dr. Hedgecock on how to map A delta and Z fibers and made it an objective finding after he got FDA approval in 97 for a subjective test for mapping A delta and Z fibers. I did work with thermology in terms of autonomic control of pain and disease. I've done lots of different things. I even added ACLS magnesium and talked to the head of the American College of Surgeons in 1977. Get magnesium added to the ACLS protocol. Me and my work was one of the main reasons why it's in the ACLS protocol worldwide. Okay? But you don't get kudos, you get, how dare you, Deagle? How dare you, Deagle? You believe how much persecution I've had through my career just by raising issues, even if it's based on MRI, CT scans, or blood work. It wouldn't matter. The medical profession does not want you to change the worldview, you know, and the same with the public. They become viciously ignorant. We just growl and fare our teeth and show you, Deagle, you'll shut up. Not going to happen. And so I don't have co-hosts even on any of the networks. The only guy I'm trying to get on the network here lately is Chuck Wilder. But even here on CRN Talk Radio, people are, they're a little terrified of Deagle. They should be. If you say something stupid with me on air, I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection with my vivisection scalpels. Oh, that wouldn't be pleasant. Other interviewers don't do that. I said, I'm not another interviewer. When people listen, they say, it's like going to mixed martial arts when you know it's a real knockdown, bloody thing where people don't have gloves on, it's bare knuckles. I believe in bare knuckles intellectual fights. I don't believe in this foolishness of wearing gloves to try to cover your knuckles so you don't get hurt. I want people to understand, if you go through this battle, you're going to get the truth, because the only thing that's going to set you free is the truth. And with aspartame, we need pro se litigant action. Everybody who will listen should pick up my pro se litigant course at the bottom of my shop by products and start filing suits against these son of bitches. They're going to try to kill you. How many of your children and grandchildren need to have Asperger syndrome? How many of your children and grandchildren need to be sterilized or get premature cancer of the colon or breast or whatever? How many of your children and grandchildren need to become sterile or don't even know what sex they are? Male, female, or God knows what? Guess what? It's not a future thing, it's a now thing, isn't it? And people say, well, that's really nasty,
Deagle.
Well,
actually, my ex-husband, he's dead now, but he was a nanny we talk. And when they set off the atom bomb, he said he could actually see his bones. And one of my sons had problems from it. They don't care what they do.
Guess what? I took care of the nuclear force. It was there in New Mexico when they did that. Do you know that? I took care of the nuclear force. It was actually there at the blast where they actually had a live blast on purpose and exposed their troops to a live nuclear blast where they could hold up their hands and see their bones in their hands. I was their doctor.
Yeah.
People say, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, I've been around a long time, man. A long time. I'm going to get to Patrick Moron from Greenpeace. I was a Greenpeace founder almost 50 years ago. A real environmentalist. I believe, you know, it says in Revelation 11:18, it says, and I shall return to destroy those that destroy the earth. Adding aspartame to your medicine and your food, demineralizing the soil, putting toxic pesticides is destroying the earth. God's coming back to destroy those that destroy the earth. And we're the part of that fighting force that's going to do it. Yeah, and when you're doing that, you're killing the biological population. Human beings are not as healthy as they were even 30, 50 years ago. I know that. I've been in medicine since 73. I can tell you, people are not as healthy as they were back when I started medical school, you know, now approaching 50 years ago. They aren't. And you can't argue and say, well, we got more medicine. Look, the human lifespan, even in America, is starting to contract. Oh, why is that? It's not just because there's more, you know, illegal OxyContin. So, and by the way, the OxyContin is really bad that Purdue Pharma is going bankrupt now. This is dumb. It's illegal OxyContin. It's carfentanil made in China. Why didn't we shut down by a space-based weapon the carfentanil facility in China and shut off the bank accounts of the PLA members? What the hell's wrong with you, Trump? POTUS, you are brain dead, man. You better pay attention, because even if you do get reelected, we're just going to walk blindly into the New World Order, because you're even going to help the Jews build the temple, which is the abomination that desolates. Because the real temple is to hack into your consciousness. These maniacs don't want to just poison you. They want to hack into your cortex. You don't think so, Dr. Deagle? I said, I took care of employees working on the Matrix, a virtual world project, in Colorado Springs after I was supernaturally brought there a year before, 9 months to the day. I know everything about the Matrix. I know about the quantum supercomputer, the Promise software. I know everything. I don't know some of it. People say, how much do you know? I said, I can write an encyclopedia, and I will do a data dump, which I'm not allowed to yet, but I will be. I'm putting it together. And if you read the data dump and you read my old books, which you have, Dr. Elid, you realize, Jesus, this is 20 years ago. I gave the books to Prophecy Club, and God said, don't take a cent. Just take the money just to travel from their cities, 42 cities.
But yeah, Dr. Bill, I mean, like all this stuff, I just thought of something else that was in your book. You were talking about the fetal tissue and the fetal parts. You know, if right. anybody had read that in 1999, they would be like, oh my God, this is horrible. But now there's mainstream news articles about it.
Right, well, look at the guy that Kamala Harris actually tried to put in prison because he actually took video of Planned Parenthood selling fetal body parts.
Yep.
And by the way, the people who run this are SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, that runs the drug cartels, runs the yep. body parts of the thing, and will also run the organ trade that comes out of China. You know, China's planning in the next few years, if you need a lung heart transplant, they'll actually give you a genetically engineered, hybridized human-animal hybrid to provide the organs for you, and they'll fly them into whatever hospital around the world you want to transplant them. Do you know that?
Well,
China's already announcing that.
They're stealing organs from their own Falun Dafa practitioners. That's another thing that hasn't made it to the news.
Right. In fact, when you go to China, the first thing they do is tissue type you. When you go to one in 20,000 Laodai prison camps, oh, no, Dr. Deal. And they even charge the family the two bullets in the back of your head when they kill you and ship off your organs in the frozen container to, say, Europe or America. They tried to recruit me when I worked in Georgia back in 87. To work with the organ trade run by the SAD, Special Activity Division of CIA. Duh. You mean you know all this stuff, Diggle? First hand. Just like I took care of the Super Soldier program myself. I was a doctor for the Matrix. I took care of the... I'm trying to get on with architects and engineers because people don't understand this is de-engineering body human biology, aspartame, Splenda, Advantame. All these toxic sweeteners are actually the ultimate way of destroying your biology. Feminizing males... Because all these things are not just neurotoxins, biotoxins. They're femotoxins. They feminize male fetuses in utero. Do you know that? Femotoxins. Because they attach to the female receptor, even in male cells, even in neural pathways, hundreds of times more avidly than male hormone. Nasty, eh?
I'm not sure.
And you know that too, don't you, Dr. Betty? You're a genius on it. You've been saying it for decades. What I see happening is, and by and large, the medical profession, they're asleep. And the public, we can't just educate them up little by little by little by little. They're going to get, oh, I don't want to go that far. That's a little scary. Don't tell me that. They're gone. Or they disappear. You can't get a hold of them on phone. They don't want to call and come back to your office. You kind of piss them off to the point where, excuse my English, they just don't want to hear from you again. I want to shock them enough to realize after the fact, after the, I'm spit on you, Deagle. That they maybe take you seriously, right?
Well,
so the end of Aspartame Awareness Month says, don't be nice. This is smackdown time. Smack them down intellectually. Make them hate your guts while you say, I still care for you, even though you're wiping off the spittle. How's that?
This leads to a point. Dr. Betty, you told me something a few weeks ago when we were talking, just you and me, and you said that, you know, there have been clinics that put up signs for their patients, and they say, if you're consuming aspartame, don't check in. Don't actually come in.
Oh, really?
You're actually not on the stuff. I think getting more clinics to start doing that to shock the public in a fairly effective way, I think...
That's a good way to start. Things like that, yeah.
Which is most important.